Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Well, we've got one phone line working. I mean, that's something. The world is a miserable place at the moment, so we just thought, let's have the last 3 hours of the week. We'll have a laugh, we'll have some fun. I want to hear your good news, anything joyous you want to share, we'll take. You want to phone up, make silly noises, you can. We have only got one. Sometimes it's two lines working, so we appreciate your patience. If you're calling, thank you, thank you, thank you. The phone number is 0344-499-1000. We may open the secret phone line later on, we may not. Let's see how we get on. Line one, you're on the wireless. Okay, you were too slow. Let us go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless. Hello?
Ian?
Yes?
Right, I sent you an email yesterday. You never got back to me.
Okay, what was the email?
It was me thanking you.
Let me have a little look. Let me...
I didn't even think I'd get on so quick.
We've only got one line working, so you got on. Do you want to tell us your name, or is that a secret?
It's Anthony.
I think I know which email you mean. Here's the thing, I don't always get back, and I don't... I thought I did remember that, but I don't see that email. Did you have that one come through, Kath? Because sometimes they come through to me.
No.
And sometimes they come through to Catherine. Hang on, because I think I know. Do you want to? I seem to remember it being quite a personal email. But what was it? Here we go.
Went to Malta.
Yes. Do you know what? I was going to reply to your email because that was some heavy stuff, man. I'm glad you're alive.
Yes, thank you.
No, I'm glad you're like. Listen, here's the thing. People can email me and Kath. We both get them. Sometimes one of us gets them, but if it's for the other, we forward it on ian@ianlee.com. We don't always reply. We can't always reply. I was going to reply to yours, Anthony, because, I'm not going to say what's in it because that's not my business. But thanks for sharing your story with me.
I appreciate that. I just wanted to say. Thank you again for. I literally, half an hour ago, I was just watching your stuff again, how open and honest you were about situations. And it's made me just be open and honest about stuff. And it's helped me so much. So that's all I wanted to say.
Hey, listen, man, I can see you were in a dark place. I can hear. That if you're not in the best place yet, you're certainly heading in that direction. And for me, talking about this stuff saved my life. And some people go, you go on about it too much. I don't give a shit if people think I go on about it too much. It saved my life. And I'm aware that it's also helped people like you and other people. But on a selfish level, for me, it's about me. If I don't get this stuff out, this poison, this darkness out of me, I'm going to die. So, yeah, I'm going to keep talking, man. So,
And that's what I stopped doing. I stopped talking. And literally in Malta, I started talking.
Yeah.
Purely because of watching you and just just pure for your honesty of everything.
Am I allowed to say why you were going to Malta? Or is that, would you rather not? Would you rather not? It's fine.
I ran.
You were running away and you were going to kill yourself. Is that, have I read that right?
Correct.
What can I ask? Because this might be useful for somebody else listening. And also, I'm nosy. What happened in Malta that made you go, do you know what? I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to look at, I'm going to try and find a way around this situation and try and sort something out. Was there a moment? Was there a phone call? Was there a walk along a beach? What was it that turned it around?
I started talking.
Yeah.
Purely because of watching you and the way you've been. I started watching, like, the way you were talking to other people. Like, I watched a couple of phone calls of the way you talk to people.
Yeah.
And I just picked up the phone. I called my mum and I said, "Let's talk." And I just opened up. I was honest. I was like, "Do you know what? Let's come home. Let's give this a go."
Good. 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 I'm glad you're alive. I appreciate your service. I can't begin to imagine what you've seen and what you've experienced and what you felt. But I'm grateful for the work that you have done. And I'm even more grateful that you're still alive and that you're here. If I played a tiny part in that, that's wicked. But you did it. You did the work, man. And you turned it around and you're making this phone call. And that is wonderful. So well done.
Well, thank you. I'm willing to give this another go. One go. We're going to make an effort.
Yeah.
And try and get better for my family and everyone.
It is an effort. By the way,
and myself.
The whole Limmy thing was kind of a bit of theatre, so don't worry about that. I've got Limmy and I have a lot of respect for each other, so don't worry too much about that. We're all cool.
Sorry, mate. I'm sorry I put that on.
No, it's fine. It's fine. People, you know, it's sometimes a little bit of theatre online. People take it as very, very serious. And the whole Limmy thing was just a little bit of fun. So don't worry about that. I think Limmy is one of the greatest talents in the world and is a very unique performer. So to have been involved in even a tiny way in his world, yeah, that'll do me, man. That makes me happy.
Cool. Anyway, right, I'm going to go.
Thank you, mate.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I thank you again for just waking me up a bit, because I know what you've been through, and literally, when I was in Malta, I was on the beach with a towel on the beach. It was no holiday, and I was just listening to you on talk radio, talking to people, and the way you talk to people and was so open and honest, I was like, do you know what? Let's be honest. And it made me ring my mum, and I just literally opened up to her and just was honest about everything.
Good. Honesty is the key. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. So I don't get back. I can't reply to many of the emails, but yours was one.
Sorry, fine.
No, yours was one. And then it just, I'm so bad. If I don't reply to an email straight away, I forget. But I did read your email. I have it in front of me now, Anthony. And I was really touched that you shared that with me. Mate, have a good weekend. Lots of love to you. Lots of love to your mum. And we'll speak again in the future.
I'm sure we will. I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah.
I'm at the doctor's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get, like, help, everything. If not, I'm going to... Because I got back, like 5 days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So recent stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to seek some help. Mm. And... in a month or so, I'll give you a bell back.
Wicked. Yeah, all right, let's make it a date. I will speak to you towards the end of October. If Perfect. Not before, you can call me before if you want, man.
No need. We're all good. But genuinely, from watching all your videos, I just want to thank you for... You opened me up a little bit.
Oh, cheeky.
Just for being so honest.
Good. I'm glad to have helped in a small way, Anthony. You take care of yourself and we'll speak soon.
You too.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. What a nice guy. What a nice guy. And it could have been, you know, could have been very, very different. Ian@ianlee.com. If you want to email me, both me and Catherine charge that email address, so don't think you're going to get me privately or you're going to get Catherine privately. And also, for some reason, I don't quite know why, randomly, it's like a pachinko machine. Half the that's a strange reference. Half of the emails seem to go to Kath's phone and half the emails seem to go to my phone. But if there's one that's specifically for me, Kath sends it to me and vice versa. Let's go to line one. One, you're on the wireless.
Boom, hello.
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 Are you on speakerphone? Don't be.
Yeah, I am.
Don't be.
I am on speakerphone.
Don't be.
And now I'm off phone.
Excellent.
I finally got through.
Well done.
Right, how things?
Yeah, things are great. I wish the phones worked a bit better, but we've got two lines working. That'll do for us. We're getting some great calls. We are celebrating life and love and light, and we are
brilliant.
Not letting any of the darkness into the show tonight. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just going to ring up to bring some hilarity and probably some sex time talk, but okay. The last caller really struck me,
yeah.
that lad and what he's been through. And I suffer from PTSD as well. And I think he might have that. And he was so brave and so courageous saying what he was saying. And, yeah, excellent.
Yeah,
and
no, good for him.
Yeah,
good
what's
him.
Happening with your phones, man?
Oh, geez, who knows? Who knows? It's only a £25 million studio. We've only been here for 3.5 years and the phones still don't work. Here's my prediction. The phones will never work properly.
I think it's very, very weird. There's been some strange callers on your show tonight.
Oh, yeah, we often get strange callers. That's when the show is the best. But here's the thing. People always say, you get some strange callers calling you in. But they never wonder if they're one of the strange calls themselves.
No, I have wondered this.
Yep.
I think I am.
Okay.
And I'm happy about that. I'm cool about that. So what I thought was I'll create a new section in your show, which is ask Ren about sex, because as we were listening and we've been trying to get through,
yeah.
My boyfriend's here, my partner's here, uh-huh. And we thought it was hilarious if we were getting sexy fun times,
uh-huh.
And then you were on radio,
yeah.
And it just goes straight through to radio, because when I've called you before, I don't want to
hear you having sexy fun times, if that's what... What are you both wearing at the moment?
Oh, fully clothed.
Okay.
Fully clothed.
Okay.
It was normal. It was natural. It was fine.
Okay.
But we did laugh. Like, what if we didn't go through to research and we're in the middle of the old and we're straight live on air?
Well, listen,
and
if then, a call gets put through of someone having live sex, well, we listen to it for a little bit until it's too indecent and then we move on to the next call.
Oh, honey, all our sex is indecent.
That's the best way it should be.
Sorry? I have a high bar.
I
have a high bar.
As long as he can reach it, that's the main thing.
Oh, he can. He's 6'7".
There we go. Beautiful. As long as he can touch your bar, then everybody's happy.
We've talked a few times, haven't we, this week, and we've been, you know, talking about politics and everything else. But we really, I think, you know, it's Friday night, isn't it, man? So what are we doing? What do you want to ask me?
I don't have any questions about sex. I kind of know loads about it.
Okay, good. That's excellent.
I've been
a reflective practitioner. I'm like a counsellor. I'm counselling you now. Because when we first talked, there was something about squirting that you wanted to get off your chest.
No. Just thought it was interesting. No, I know plenty. I've got documentaries
good.
About it.
Right, Discovery
most
Channel.
Counselors listen, and my partner and I are having a great time discovering things at a medium pace.
Why medium? Why don't you go full throttle? I'm a bit confused.
Because I'm enjoying it at a medium pace.
You don't want to go in hard and fast?
Well, there's all different things. I'm enjoying learning at a medium pace.
Well, that is a very good point. Learning about your partner, learning about your body, learning about how you respond.
Yeah.
You know, female sexuality, male sexuality, how it's all been, can I say the word bastardised on radio?
Of course you can.
I don't know if I can.
Of course you can. It's a real word, yes, we
it's
can say
bastardized.
That.
Bastardised. You know, it's just been totally stripped down, pulled apart. Sexualised doesn't really mean
that's
anything
what we've been doing.
Really anymore.
We've been sitting down and pulling it apart. And it's wicked.
Are you pulling something now, Ian?
No, I'm not.
Are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not masturbating. I don't masturbate at work.
Masturbating.
Yeah, I don't masturbate.
No, nobody should do.
No.
No, terrible business that.
Okay. Okay. Well, listen, Ren, you go off and have some sexy fun time. The medium pace was... I can only play a bit of this. This is a great song. Do you know this song? I can only play a little bit of this before it gets too...
Put your arms around me, baby. Can't you see I need you so? Hold me close against your skin. I'm about to begin loving you. Spit on your hand and stroke my cock.
There we go.
Stroke my cat.
Stroke my cat. Spit on your hand and stroke my cat.
Oh, don't spit on your hand. They don't like that. They've got their own spit.
It's a great song. I'll send you the link, Sam. You used to play a version of that on XFM when I was on 20 years ago, where we bleeped it. We bleeped it. And, it is bad. It is really, really bad. But the bleeps made it sound even worse. That's Adam Sandler. It's when Adam Sandler was still funny. It's a great song at a medium pace. Did we do the quarter past break? We should probably do it now. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Uncut after hours conversation for the up all night generation.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Emily Jane, who we're big fans of, yes. A regular contributor, often comes to our show. And her sister did that brilliant picture of I can't remember the name of the
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of that whole family. Right. I don't know. I only know those two from that family. For all we know, Catherine, the rest of that family may be jerks.
Doesn't matter.
It could be scum.
They turned out a couple of corkers.
Could be racists. Emily Jane and her sister could be racists. We've never had that conversation. Next time we see them at a show, we need to investigate further because I'm about to big them up on the radio. But she was saying, I remember you playing that, the Adam Sandler thing on XFM. We used to play it all the time. And I'm going, wow, you used to listen to... Because I did XFM... That was 20 years, 1999 into 2000. And it was a car crash. I didn't know what I was doing. They let us go in. We'd go out and smoke joints on the balcony between when the songs were playing. It was a car crash. And she goes, yeah, she was 14 or 15 at the time and used to listen to that. I don't really think of anybody listening to... Stacey's just quoted a line from it. Can I quote this line from that song we just played? You see that shampoo bottle, now stick it up my ass. Now that's that's one of the Tamer lines.
It was Adam Sandler that did that Netflix special last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
My favourite line from that whole thing was, me and my wife have a pretty good time in the bedroom. We have a safe word. Really?
I always liked Adam Sandler. I think he's great. He's got a new film coming out that he's already been tipped to get an Oscar for. It looks great, man. It looks great. What's it called, Sam? You can see... I've seen the trailer.
I can't remember, but it's the serious one, isn't it?
It's like he's like a diamond smuggler or he's something. And it looks... I love Adam Sandler. Mm-hmm. When I first got a bit of telly money. So about, well, 1998, 99, actually. And the Amazon.com sold different stuff to Amazon.co.uk. I remember buying a load of Adam Sandler VHSs and that album that that came from. His albums are hit and miss, but that is a great song. And that's where Happy Gilmore is still one of my top five films. Happy Gilmore is hilarious.
I've never seen it,
though. Oh, man. Have you seen it, Sam?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Because The Waterboy was the big hit, but I didn't really like The Waterboy. Here's the problem with a lot of his early films, his first 10 films. He plays people who are mentally... have learning difficulties.
Yeah.
He plays a lot of The Waterboy.
So it's the same joke.
Billy Madison.
Quote-unquote joke.
And it was kind of... The Waterboy and then Big Daddy were the big breakthrough movies. Yeah,
Big Daddy I loved.
Big Daddy's funny. You're the smelly kid? Oh, my God. But Happy Gilmore, man. That is that's a funny film, Boiler. You've got to watch that. That's such a great film.
Have you seen Grown Ups, the more recent one?
No, I've not.
Because the first one is actually, I thought, like, was surprisingly good. The second one's awful.
Right.
But yeah, the first one.
He does. Most of his stuff now is rubbish. Pixels was terrible.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Most of the stuff he does now is rubbish. He's making the dollar. But this new one looks really, really good. And I just, you know. I think he's made some good... The Wedding Singer. The Wedding Singer was a great film. 50 First Dates was a good film as well. I don't really remember it, but that was... I enjoyed that. Maybe we should have an Adam Sandler renaissance. It's time to forgive Adam Sandler. Let's welcome him back. We're taking calls straight to air, but we've only got one, sometimes two lines working. Is Chris still working on it? Has he gone home? We don't know. Do you want to give him
a call?
Give him a call. Thank you, Sam. I'm sorry, mate. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
Most of this stuff now is...
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hiya.
Hiya. Can you turn your radio off, please?
Yeah, just doing that now.
Thank you.
Right. And we just talked about... there was a guy a couple of phone calls away that said that how he moved away abroad.
Yep.
I did that a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I left my kids, my partner, everything, and I went to Lanzarote.
Hey, flipping it. I've just seen your tweet.
Yeah.
that must have been, I guess you were not very well and your head wasn't working properly.
Yes, it is mental health. And I'm really well now.
Yeah. Good. I ask anything you don't want to answer, tell me to get lost, obviously. But how old were your kids when you went to Lanzarote and left them?
2, 4, and 6.
Oh, mate. And here's the thing, right? There will be some people going, "My God, how cruel!" But I get it. I get it. I get it. Something snapped, and
I
you just had to go.
3 days. I went 3 days, came back as soon as I realised my family were concerned about me.
Yeah, good.
I came straight back. But I can see where people, sometimes, you just, when you don't know.
Yeah. How long ago was that you went away?
That was about 3 years ago.
Okay. And... it's never quite a constant upwards line. There's always ups and downs and peaks and troughs. But would you say that things are heading in the right direction?
For me now, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm really pleased.
I mean, with me at the time, I'll be honest, I was gambling.
Yep.
I was drinking. I was doing things. Do you know what I mean? It was horrible.
Yeah, I bet.
But where I am now is a good place.
Good. I'm really pleased for you.
But I was just listening to that guy before and I just thought, I know how he feels.
I suspect it's more... Here's the problem. The geographics, as people in NA call them, geographicals, where you think, well, I've got a big drug problem, so I'm going to move to the other side of the world. The problem comes with you. The problem might... It might take a few hours. It might even take a couple of days for it to catch up with you, but the problem comes with
exactly.
you, man. Because it's inside you.
Exactly.
Well, I'm really glad you're doing better, and thank you for your call. I think it's I think it takes quite a lot of courage to be able to admit to something like that. And well done for turning it around.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
Take care. Bye-bye. I think that running away is not quite the right phrase. It's a little bit dismissive. But that need, a need in capital letters to get away from a situation, thinking it'll be better for me or it'll be better for them or it will solve something, I think it's really common.
Yeah. It's the feeling of being trapped. Yeah. But you're trapped as much by your own head as you are by circumstances, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. And also kids 2, 4 and 6, man.
It's overwhelming.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
It's hard, however much you love them, that is hard work and noisy and messy and very, very little reward.
They're all babies and they all want your attention.
Let's go to line 2. Good evening, line 2. You're on the wireless. Okay, not quite sure where that was going, so we're going to leave that. Just in case, you never know. Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Hey,
Hey, line 1.
I heard you talking about Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
Which is a so funny film.
Oh, it's great, man. I haven't seen it for years. And I used to have it on VHS and I just would just go to it. And I would lend it out and people go, I don't want to watch an Adam Sandler film. I'd go, no. You've got to watch it, man, because it's just so good.
It reminded me of a show last week when you were talking about Carl Weathers.
Oh, okay, Carl Weathers, yeah.
He was in Happy Gilmore.
Who is he? He's not the teacher. He's not his... Who is he in Happy...
He was Chubbs.
No, he wasn't. Was he?
Yes, he was, yeah.
Was that Carl Weathers?
Yeah, the bloke with the wooden hand.
Yeah. are you winding me up? Was that Carl Weathers?
No.
Of course it was. I can see it in my head now. Well, there you go. It all links up, caller. It all links up.
When I heard you, I put up you on Listen Again.
Yeah.
And you were talking about Cole, I thought, he hasn't mentioned Happy Gilmore.
Kath just showed me a picture of him with his wooden hand. It's funny.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the only bit I can really remember from that film is there's a bit where he's doing like a pro celebrity golf tournament, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
And he's doing it with the equivalent, the American equivalent of Bruce Forsyth, right? And they have an argument of something, and he just goes...
Yeah, and he pissed him off.
He annoys him, and he's like, this guy hosts The Price
and
is Right.
And
he goes, the price is wrong, bitch! And they just smacks him in the face, and they end up... But you imagine that as being Bruce Forsyth or someone. It's so good, man.
He starts beating him up, and he said, that's it, and he walks off.
Yeah, okay, so this weekend... I got Parasite, the Korean horror movie. I got a Joan Armour trading film documentary, and I've got Happy Gilmore to watch. There's not much time for my Grand Theft Auto.
The other one that's in it, you know, Jaws from the
he's
James
in it.
Bond movie.
Yeah, he pops up, didn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a great film. It's so funny.
I'm gonna watch it this weekend. It is a wonderful, wonderful film. Thank you for reminding me about that. Apologies for my use of the B word there. Sorry, but it's a great line. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The incredible new sound of Talk Radio.
The No Nonsense Breakfast with Julia Hartley Brewer.
The biggest breaking news stories, headline grabbing guests, and razor sharp opinion.
Join me, Julia Hartley Brewer, when I'll be turning up the heat every morning from 6:30 with an essential mix of straight-talking debate, heavyweight political guests and fearless comment. Waking up the nation with a brand-new breakfast conversation.
The No-Nonsense Breakfast with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 6:30.
On Talk Radio.
Whispering lunar incantations for cross parents, cross dressers.
Yeah. Did you know this about me?
And cross rail workers.
Steel and polycarbonate.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
On Talk Radio.
Looking at my notes, I haven't got anything written down. Didn't write anything down. We were watching Naked Attraction. Naked Attraction, right? So it's the programme where there's a man or a woman, a bi, gay, straight, trans, poly, with all the poly, wants to choose a partner. So they have six people in pods. The six people are naked. And then the pods come up and you see their fannies and their dicks and then you see their boobs and then you see their faces and they say, and they end up with one. They go on a date and it never goes well. Well, tonight, was really, it was a really weird one because it was well, they said they were polygamous.
Polyamorous, they were saying.
What's the difference between polygamy and polyamory? So polygamy is relationship.
Is more than one wife.
That's polygamy.
Yeah.
They were polyamorous.
Yes.
That means more than one.
It means they're a throuple.
Or more. Could it be more? Poly would mean it could be
would
more.
Be more, yeah. But in this case, they wanted to form a
so
throuple.
It was a hot woman.
Yeah.
A so-so guy.
Lucky guy.
Very lucky guy. And the hot woman was bi.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to choose a woman to join them. They said for a relationship. I think for just a good old ding-dong.
Yeah. Heavy on the ding.
She was calling the shots.
Yeah, she's the one that she was hot. Yeah,
she was stunning and he was all right.
Yeah, and I don't know. I got the feeling he was going along with it because he realised what side his bread was buttered. And hers was buttered on both sides. But she was the one that
always wipe forwards. Never put... No, always wipe... Hang on, which way is it?
Yeah, no gravy in the butter dish.
Yeah, always wipe backwards. Yeah, no Marmite in the butter dish. Yeah, that's...
Gravy.
There we go.
Need to eat more fibre. But she was definitely giving the women the glad eye, and I don't think he was all that.
Oh, I missed her showing her glad eye.
She had her eye on a woman who he took a strong aversion to. A dislike, because they didn't know each other.
Type. No. Wasn't his type.
No, and it was definitely hers, and she was gutted.
But I just thought, and they said, we've been talking about this for a year, but we've never been able to find anyone. Have they never heard of the internet?
Mm.
The internet is full of people advertising and getting people to join them for sex.
Yeah, there are parties you can go to.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I don't think... Craigslist used to be a big old thing for... here's the thing. You used to get lots of sex things advertised on Craigslist and other websites that were like local classified ads.
Yeah.
And the reason you don't get them anymore is because the law changed. The law changed, and if, for example, I met you as a sexual partner on Craigslist, and then I attacked you or murdered you, Craigslist could then be held responsible as being the place that brought us together. So that's why all these websites, there was like My Back Pages, and they just said we're not having any of.
Well, you say that.
Pull the face. I don't mean My Back Pages was like as in the back pages of a newspaper is what it was called.
But you say that, but Keith and the Girl, if you listen to that, yeah. Hemda's ex-husband is her ex-husband because he was advertising himself on Craigslist.
I think it happened in like. A year ago, I bet that happened.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Yeah, yeah, I bet they got rid of that. Should we play a song? This has been sent by Matty, so I'm assuming this is safe. I'm assuming this is safe. So let's have a little.
That
listen.
Never goes wrong, does
Thank
it?
Thank you to everyone who rushed to do this, but Matty has done this, so we'll keep our fingers crossed and we'll hover over the dump button.
Your arms around me, baby.
I'm so nervous.
Can't you see I need you so?
It's got a good voice.
Hold me close against your skin. I'm about to begin loving you. Spit on your hand and stroke my at a medium pace.
One.
Play with my balls and tell me how big they are. Honey, rub your beaver up and...
Right, you've not... I don't think you've bleeped
Matty,
it.
Did you just do the first one?
Matty, I think balls and beaver would have to go. Okay? Come on, man.
Do you dare try one more?
No. We'll wait. There are loads of people racing to try this. Right, Matty, you've got to be... Gotta be a bit stricter with that. Also, here's the thing I found out on XFM. The more bleeps you put in, the funnier it is. Makes it sound a lot worse than it actually is.
It's like that John Denver one.
Oh, the John Denver one. Let me see if I can find that in a minute. Line one, you're on... I was going to make up a number. Line one, you're on the wireless.
No, I'm panicking.
Okay, well, I can make that easy. I'll cut you off. Let's try John Denver bleeped, wasn't it? It was... bleeped. Here we go. This is wonderful. Here we go. Have you heard this? Oh, have you heard this?
No, is it like one of the unnecessary censorship things that Jimmy Fallon did?
Oh, I don't know those. Oh, okay. This is great.
You f***ed up my senses like a night in a forest. Like the mountains in springtime. Like a walk in the rain.
Like a storm. Is he coming back? So this is something Jimmy Fallon does quite a bit,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, he did it. I don't think he does it anymore, but he used to do it with, like, TV shows and stuff. There was one that was brilliant. He did it with Sesame Street, putting in, like, bleeps where they didn't
need to be. Best. Here we go. It's the one at the end, the long one at the end.
Like a sleepy blue ocean, you f*** up my senses.
Has he put a K in there? Someone has some. Or am I feeling in the blank?
It's your brain, doesn't it?
It's built in it.
That's good, man. That is good. This is Talk Radio.
On DAB, digital radio, online and on mobile.
This is Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.